everybody.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to the fabulous Sunset Tavern. Thank y'all for coming out tonight. We're the Foghorn String Band from a little town south of here called Portland, Oregon. Perhaps y'all have heard of it. It's not too far away. Thanks for having us. Here's a fiddle tune called Wolf Creek.
If y'all don't have enough room, there's a little room here on stage if you want to come up and join us or whatever.
That's Sarah Corey over there, a local favorite. Sarah Corey, soon relocating to Hawaii. Feast your eyes while you can, because she's going to be 3,000 miles away, or however far it is to Hawaii. It's a long damn way anyway. All right, we'll get former Seattle resident Kevin Sander to sing one here for you. It's a Doc Box song. It's called The Danville Girl. No, wait. Yep, The Danville Girl. That's the one.
Got stuck on a damn bill. You miss your life, she's out of sight.
All right, here's one called Nobody's Darling. Caleb Clauder there from Orcas Island, Washington, singing that one for you. All right, here's a fiddle tune from Kentucky. This is called The Lost Girl. Thank you. Sarah Corey. That was Sammy Lynn playing the fiddle on that one. Not bad for a boy from Minnesota. All right, we'll do one that was recorded by DaCosta Waltz's Southern Broadcasters in 1928. I made that date up, but it's something like that. And the original version of this was sung by a 12-year-old boy, or 10? A 12-year-old boy who played the ukulele and the harmonica and sang the lead. Caleb can play the mandolin and sing the lead on it. It's called Be Kind to a Man When He's Down.
It's not 12.
Caleb's older than he looks. On that harmonica part. You wait next time, he's going to have it down. All right, clear out the dance floor and get ready to waltz. This is this one from the Carter family. There's no subject matter better to waltz to than death. This is called Give Me the Roses.
Roses adorn the air
going to do a quick little key change here, and then we'll get Sarah Corey back up here to dance with us some more. Sarah Corey. Hello. I guess if we can get it together at all, we'll try and get some CDs for sale when we're done playing in the back of the room if anybody's interested. So we'll try and make it. If we don't make it there, we'll be over here, I guess. Somewhere.
All right, and not to be mercenary, but speaking of merchandise, for the third year running, we have our special edition Hell's Angels-inspired black motorcycle club-style foghorn string band T-shirts just for Seattle. Because the ones we sell in Portland are kind of a peach color. So we got the black urban stylings for the sophisticated Seattle people that you are. So be sure and check those out. Betsy Ellis, fabulous fiddler for the Wilders, is modeling one tonight, so be sure and check that out. What do you got? All right, it's a fiddle team from West Virginia called Hell and Scissors. Thank you. All right, from Xenia, Ohio, on the bass there, that's Brian Snakesback Donis, the Lithuanian engineer. All right, Caleb's going to sing an old classic for you. So one of the many songs we do about the redemptive powers of Jesus Christ. This one is called The Gospel Ship. See, religion can be fun. Especially if you ignore the message and just shake your ass. Here's Nobody's Darling, phase two. This is called Nobody's Darling But Mine. Kevin will sing this one. It's about an ordinary old bastard with no Christian spirit at all who tells his wife on his deathbed, here's to the ordinary old bastards, honey, I'm dying, don't ever be with anyone else. That's the spirit.
Come see. Kevin Sandry there. The views expressed in that song do not represent Kevin's own views, by the way. He's much more progressive than that. All right, you're really lucky that Sears and Roebuck made it up into the hills. They were able to ship guitars and double basses and mandolins up into the mountains, because it used to be the only instruments in old-time music were the fiddle and the banjo, and those were dark times indeed. Because listening to just the banjo and the fiddle gets pretty old pretty fast. But just to show you how lucky you are to be living in these enlightened times, we'll show you what they used to sound like. Here's one called Black Mountain Rag. Sarah Corey. All right, we're going to do, I don't know if you know about this, but the source of gangster rap is actually Southern Appalachian Mountains, right around Galax, Virginia. The original gangster rap song without the rapping. The original Cop Killer. This is called Police. Once again, the views expressed in this song do not necessarily represent the views of the Foghorn String Band. To any off-duty police officers in the crowd, we apologize in advance for this song.
A little broken string there on the banjo, so it'll take a little moment to fix that. Taylor now.
Thank you very much. That was a fiddle tune from West Virginia called Icy Mountain. Well, thank y'all very much for listening tonight. We sure are pleased to be sharing the stage with the Wilders. The best that the Midwest has to offer, a band so talented, they can play standing up. You're not going to believe it, but there are bands that are capable of that. So we're setting it for them here, and they're going to take the chairs away and do it standing up. They got straps in Missouri.
Thank you. Kevin broke another string here, or a string now. Ho! Getting warm in here.
All right, thank you all very much for listening to us tonight. We always love coming to Seattle. And once again, be sure and check out our special Seattle edition Badass Motorcycle Club Foghorn String Band t-shirts. Because all you get is the peach down in Portland. We're going to set them up back there if we get it together. And thanks to the Wilders for having us and playing with us. It doesn't get any better than that. So stick around and prepare to have your faces rocked off by the Wilders. And we'll see you next time. We're going to finish up with one here about drinking and gambling. This is called... What the hell is this called? The Roving Gambler. By the way, we've had a contest for the last couple nights to see which band could break the most strings, and the Wilders have consistently kicked our asses. We've only broken two tonight so far, and I believe that Ike broke three in the space of two tunes the other night, so keep an eye on him. See what he can do. Sarah Corey.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Make sure you sign the release forms, because here comes the Wilders.